News reports are saying that after the weekend deadline to register for the UCP leadership vote in April, around 14,000 UCP members have signed up. The vote, to be held in a Red Deer Hotel's conference room on April 9, will determine if Premier Jason Kenney remains as the UCP boss or if a vote will determine a new leader. Kenney needs 50% plus one of the vote to keep his seat. The largest membership turnout in recent provincial political history was in 2018 for the UCP's founding convention with 2,800 attendees. Any Alberta resident, Canadian citizen or permanent resident who is over the age of 14 and has $10 to spend on a one-year membership can, and now is, a possible life raft for Kenney or a door opener for other candidates. The surge in registrations and a significant uptick in the sale of party memberships over the last several weeks means that more people will have access to the important decision. Are those people ready to replace Kenney, or are they ready to defend? Newly elected Fort McMurray Lac La Biche MLA Brian Jean has been rallying troops to fight. Jean won't be officially sworn in as a new MLA until April 5, but he's been working on the next stage of his five-part plan. The one where he becomes Alberta's next premier, for years. The plan was to be nominated as the UCP candidate in his northeastern Alberta constituency, win the by-election, drum up UCP membership support for April 9. So far, check, check, check. The next two are to win what he calls the inevitable leadership race and to stop Rachel Notley and the NDP from re-entering the legislature in the next provincial election as the sitting government. With Kenney still at the helm, says Jean, the likelihood of an overwhelming, huge majority government for the NDP is a very definite reality. Is it scare tactics? Fear Kenney, fear Rachel, fear, 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 or is Brian Jean using his sixth election into the local political scene, either as a provincial or federal representative, as a guide? He continues to tell his supporters that his entire political being is built on integrity, transparency and accountability. Many believe him. But will there be enough? There are just two steps to go before the one-time founder of the UCP attempts the comeback to regain the crown. He needs the numbers to be in his favor. As a region, so do we. While Jean's track record is one of effort and determination, and even recently one that would unite, for a short time, political adversaries, Kenney seems to toss those aside who don't fall in line. This region can't afford to be ignored or muted by our provincial leaders more than we already are. See. Former MLA leaves post for handpicked federal seat, by-election takes 6 months to call, see utbacks at rural hospitals, tourism dollars go south, fishing recommendations ignored, municipal funding cuts, school funding and bus services face cuts, reductions at rural post-secondary institutions. Ignored. The battle lines have already been drawn. Only those with memberships can shape the result. A win for Jean would put the region in the spotlight. A win for Kenney would likely shut our political voice down.